No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The Co.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check him out online at concreteindustries.com or NEPCO Inc.
There's a guy from the Deer Hunter out. Where? From the movie The Deer Hunter outside. Look at that. Just straight off the cast. Straight off
you
the
nailed
cast.
That one.
You did you get that one right.
Deer Hunter.
Your voice is improving.
Yeah. I think it's back. Like honey in the coffee.
What you need is please get the steroids.
I don't know how, and I'm not going to.
It's not hard. Just call your doctor. He'll just,
do you have a doctor?
She's a she.
She. Okay, I didn't say okay. He or she. Call your.
We're fine with female doctors.
I didn't say it.
You made it appear as if that was like we'd be like, hold it.
What? Where did that come from? Hold I didn't it. Say, do you have a male doctor? Yeah, do you have a doctor?
We did not say, I didn't allow females went to med school. I didn't know they were allowed. Yes, we're very aware that there are female doctors.
Where did that
and
come
we're,
from?
Yes. They're incredible, yes.
I don't know why it came out that way.
Don't worry
neither
about it.
Neither me or Bill
fine.
Said your male
no,
doctor.
No, you're fine. Ah.
Sorry. You can call
come on, we got to do Bill's Thrills yeah. or not.
We are doing Bill's
Thrills. The student's spillover.
We're an hour and a half late.
All right, well, we're late. We'll do it. Just, it's Christmas
well,
Eve.
David Bowie why showed not? Up today.
It's true.
Yeah, that was funny.
Time for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Hallways, stairwells, everything. 402-417-5204.
Addicts.
Text or call Randy. Even on Christmas Eve. He'll
jeez,
get back to you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Addicts.
Oh, new one.
It'd be nice if he worked in the
attic.
You
don't think about the attic.
You don't think about it much. But there's, remember, Greg Brady made his into a room. Made it into a bedroom up there. And it was a big discrepancy who got it between Greg and Marcia. And it ended up being Greg's room, but it was groovy. And Randy can build you a Greg Brady type room in your attic, which would be very cool.
You have a steel trap.
Try to get those things done. Thank you, Randy. He's out delivering cinnamon rolls right now as we speak. I need an update on that. If we could, we're going to need some interaction from the breakers.
Okay.
So if everyone is able to text in, it would much appreciate it.
Okay.
We want a lift. Name your gift. We want a lift. Name your gift. Go back in time, more youthful. You can name it. It can be at any time in your life, though. What is the, because I bring this up a lot, that sometimes gifts come and go and you don't remember, have no knowledge of them. Christmases can go, whatever, sweaters. What was the one gift that forever held true with you? Mine's a simple one. Love my sugar right now, obviously, but I got a dog, Velvet, for Christmas.
Velvet.
Black Lab.
Approximate age, Bill?
I would have been about seventh grade, I believe. Seventh grade. Got us, and I was in, got and my dad and my step grandpa Carl went and got him in Omaha. It was the last one. No one wanted him, and it was and Velvet was length lived till about 13 years. Incredible dog, great hunting dog. But that was the one when you and it was like Xanadu. But that you remembered it because it just went on forever. But that's the one you remember. So there's always a gift that kind of hits. What is it, Steve?
It's a parallel wives, Alfie. We got a dog. The kids got a dog when we were, when I was about the same age, probably maybe a little younger. Alfie was a Lhasa Apso. He was an attack dog. he was bizarre. He was, he was a Lhasa Apso, just a little dog, but we couldn't control him. Only the women in the house could control him. If he got on the table and he would get on the table, I'd have to call mom. I'd just say, hey, you got to get him down. I'm not, because he would snarl and it was on.
Yeah.
And if like the pizza guy came and turned his back, he went and got him. Like,
your best gift. That was your best gift.
Oh, Balfie was a mean dog now. Just a little mean dog.
So your parents went out and got a dog instead of getting like, let's get a golden retriever, lab or something dog. Like that. No, let's get an attack dog.
Hit the little dog. He would chase people down the street. It was it was amazing to watch. Anyway, Alfie was a great dog. But I did not, if he was on something and you had to get him down, it was my sister or my mom that had to do it. He didn't respond well to males.
I got a train in second grade.
A train.
I was obsessed for a year with that thing. Every day. Seriously, every day for a year, it felt like
they're moving off and
an
back on.
Train.
Yes, you could make it be either a circular track or you could make it.
That's awesome.
The train was awesome.
Yeah, that's
when
awesome.
You could add to them also.
Oh yes, you could buy some more.
Yeah.
Well, my grandpa had an elaborate set.
Oh, trains are amazing.
Elaborate. It was amazing.
Did it have the little smoke come out?
I don't remember if it had smoke at all, Bill.
But it had trees and stuff.
There was some, yes.
Oh, yeah, trees.
Hills.
Yes, yeah,
hill,
yes,
yeah. Trees it and hills.
It was awesome. There'd always be a tunnel to go through, right?
Yes, there was a tunnel.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
You'd be mesmerized by the tunnel.
You could watch that for hours.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, this, I could watch
Imagine Jake coming home in second grade.
Get the train going.
Heading down to the basement and getting the train going.
Did you
Where's
pretend?
Jake at? You know where he's at.
You know where he's at.
Did you pretend you're the conductor in your
All the time.
Yeah. Remember the box you conducted with? A little box?
We had the box.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Oh, that's a great one.
I don't know when I lost it, but I had that for a while. It was a great
game.
Go ahead. No, I used to be mesmerized by them. They'd have setup with them. It'd be a setup with a steering wheel and a shifter. If I got anything like that, I was freaked out happy.
Shane from Lincoln says, best gift ever was a PS2. PlayStation 2.
Okay,
there
you go.
Up to a 5 or 6 now. That was a long time ago. It's like probably early 2000s. Yes. PS2. Someone says a big wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Old school big wheel.
Big wheel.
Remember the brake? One single brake? Bam. I just missed the big wheel phrase. I was just a little too old when big wheels came out.
Same.
It was kind of like
same
age. So it was like, you might have got on one a little bit. It's like,
a little bit.
A little bit. It wasn't our deal. But then the younger kids would be whipping around on
Pretty them. Cool.
Yeah.
Kent says, how about Tuber electric football, Vikings and Cowboys? I don't know what that is.
Electric football.
They have electric football in that store I went to yesterday. So Jake, it's just a big piece of metal.
Brr.
And you set your guys up and they had a little ball in the runner. Then you just turn it on. And it just vibrated. It just vibrated. That's how it moved. And if you touched him, then he was down. So it'd be also, it's second and six. Here we go.
I mean, my life revolved around it. Yeah. Steve Zora was my friend, and we'd play all the time. That was Jan Zora's brother. Mm-hmm. He had the car. He had the Nova.
Yeah, the Nova, the one that you couldn't touch.
Yeah, and he had the ball hit it one time, and I thought it was over.
And here you are.
I know what it's like. There's certain people that have these cars like that. Why didn't that? Wasn't me.
Basketball hit it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Sean in Omaha says, got me a picture. Says 1977 Mattel electronic football game.
Electronic football.
Oh, yeah.
We played a lot of it.
I have.
It was so weird. Like you could complete a pass. Yeah. That you had to throw.
Yeah.
And it just, if it hit the guy, it was complete. It was
it make the little sound. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And then, if it got intercepted or something.
Now, Chris from the Baldwin shop is older than all of us, but quite a bit. He says 1962, electric train.
Electric train. That had to
You guys weren't even alive in 62.
See,
None of us were alive in 62.
That must have been big.
That's incredible.
Let's see. Okay. Murph says, my wife, longtime listener, asked me to text in. Says, her all-time favorite gift as a child was the Barbie Dream House. This year, we had to make that childhood memory come alive by getting the new Barbie Dream House.
I remember as an friends. Adult? I remember friends. Somebody else. I remember friends having sisters, whatever, that had Barbie. No, it was incredible.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I thought, you know what I'm saying.
Hey, it's okay.
You be you, man. You be you.
It's all right.
We support you.
It's okay.
My sister.
Lyle
Why
Omaha.
Steve?
Lyle
the dollhouse.
How about this one? Evil Knievel wind-up motorcycle from Lyle Omaha.
It was blue. The thing was blue. And then you turn that baby loose, it would take off, Jake. It would just take off. Oh, it's just like had like a little gear on it. You'd have to match the. You had to snap it in, and the gears. And oh, Jake, it was incredible.
Oh, this is a lot of response here for best gifts from the past.
Is there any super toes on there?
Did Super Toe make it? I know what that is.
I don't see it yet.
Boom! So. Remember, you had the field you set up. Use the field after a while. You didn't even get that out,
no,
but you would get out the goalpost came out, and you'd just be rocketing balls from all over the room.
Yep.
Boat guy says, I got an aircraft carrier in second grade, unlimited fun.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
I know what that is.
It had like little features on little men and stuff like that. It was like, but I know what he's talking about. I know what he means.
Cherry bomb regarding your Barbie dream house. It's okay, Steve.
It's okay. Hey, Steve, this is your safe place here. This is your safe place right here. You say what you want.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
David,
for my sister,
David, formerly Renew, now at War Horse, our friend David says, we used to have electric football seasons at the neighborhood. We'd go to friends' houses for away games.
Yes. Oh, God, I bet.
Oh, man, that would be fun.
It was fun.
Scott in Stonebridge Creek says, Daisy BB gun, not the Red Ryder, just the regular one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Daisy BB gun was
this
a classic.
Is great. We should have done this all show. This is a good one.
Someone says, a lifetime hunting and fishing permit. Keeps giving year after year.
Wow.
Can't be more right. I've got it.
Oh,
the lifetime
really?
One?
My Uncle Tracy bought me when I graduated from high school. He got me the lifetime hunting permit, which I... So imagine me and then also living out of state then. So instead of having to come back and get an out-of-state permit or whatever, I had my lifetime one to carry with me. It's in my truck right now.
Well-to-do.
Yeah. It's if you have someone that is into hunting and fishing and you give them that
for a grad,
I don't know what it'd be now.
Couple grand?
No, if it's even that high. I don't know what it is now. I think back then it was like $250. When you're spending this money, you still have to buy your stamps every year.
Okay.
But that is a gift that keeps going on and on. So every year.
One.
So I remember my Uncle Tracy for a gift. every year. I got that at graduation.
That's good. That's a good one.
Too ripped to quit, says G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Solid. Yep.
Yeah.
You have one of those?
Yeah. I mean, I was more mesmerized by the Evel Knievel doll. No. I mean, this doll thing's going a little far at this point. But
yeah, you're very much. Again, this is your safe place, Steve. You say what you need to say. No one's going to judge here,
your
Steve.
Your friends here.
It's okay. You had the Barbie doll dream house, and that's okay. It was well kept. Let's see if it's still.
It was well kept.
What if Trixie sends in?
What does
in?
That even mean? I don't know. Well kept. It's
taken care of.
Very neat. It's very neat. It was vacuumed. Right. What if Trixie texts in like that? We still got it.
Trixie texted in that.
We still have it.
Kathy, chime in. It was my sister's. Yes. Kathy, please chime
anything
in.
Anything else, Jake?
Please, Kathy, for God's sake, chime please. In. Help me. Back me up here. Phil says, ping pong table for me and my brother's epic Christmas break tournaments every year.
Oh,
I bet that would go on beautiful. Forever, too.
Oh, God, we used to play all the time. Mm-hmm. And imagine the fights we had.
That would be, the Sipple boys would have gotten some fights.
No, I mean bad.
Yeah.
Bad, wicked, like sort of disturbing.
The guy who said the big wheel was his favorite present said also says, I buy all my grandkids a lifetime permit for fishing and hunting on their first birthday.
Wow.
See?
That's every year.
That's you can't get a better gift than that. If you have someone that's what it is, that's a great situation.
These are beautiful. Yeah. Keep going.
Ryan in Delaware says, for me, it was the remote control car that can kind of go off-road.
Yeah, those were.
Oh yeah,
I think we They're kind of missed those.
Yeah, that was I kind of missed that. That wasn't my. But I know what he's talking about. They were cool.
100%. I think I had one at one point.
Big B, Purple Dragon speed skates. You know what that is?
Speed skates, obviously.
Probably just speed. No, okay. That sounds
is
sweet
that,
though.
Is that for women or men?
I don't know.
I don't know.
At this point, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter, Steve. It's Barbie okay. We're all comfortable here.
Bill and Bennett says, I got a science lab kit in 1971 and burnt a hole in the kitchen table with it.
The science lab kit. Remember that? I remember those. They had
burnt
beakers.
A hole in the kitchen table.
They had beakers. Yes.
Yeah, they did. I wonder how he did that.
Brian says, I'm a grown man now, age 47, and my parents are still housing my He-Man and wrestling action figures.
Cool.
Cool. Remember Stretch Armstrong?
A little. Could you stretch it?
That was the whole concept.
Stretch.
It wasn't.
I do remember.
And you'd stretch it.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't Fragile Armstrong.
I got it. You would literally stretch the doll.
And that was it, though. That's all it did. After about an hour, you're like, okay.
Not even.
That kind of went away. You want to play a Stretch Armstrong? Not really. No.
We did it already.
Bob, age 62, says, he's in Lincoln, by the way. Lincoln
Lister. We have a Lincoln Lister.
Wow. The Easy Bake Oven that my sisters got for Christmas.
Legit oven.
Yeah. They
can make little brownies.
When you could bake brownies with a light bulb, think about this. That's as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. When that can happen, when you can bake brownies with a light bulb.
And you did it. Again, safe spot. I mean, you used to play house a little bit, right? Come on.
I don't know, Steve.
Set the easy pickup in the basement? With some, you know.
Maybe it wasn't so it was parallel like a, lives after all.
Maybe it was so parallel. You were doing things a little different. I don't know what kind of life this is. No. Again, you be you. No judgment zone here. Safe place, Steve.
Maybe not parallel.
It's not parallel at all. It's getting weird.
Wait a second. That's judging.
Don't judge.
Weird is judging.
Weird is judging.
That's judging.
True. That is true. Sanderson says, I got two. The new Nerf football and Hot Wheels tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Great gifts.
Yeah, when you can set the Hot Wheels tracks up and deck down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
That down the stairs. They're orange. You snap them together.
Oh, yeah.
Not so parallelized.
Steve had the Barbie doll dream house.
Easy pick up. Mike Reiser would verify. Mike Reiser. No, we would set up the Easy Bake in the basement and act like it was our house. Nice.
Fine.
Was Haas there? You'd bite Haas over?
Haas would make fun of us.
Just Reiser.
Hey, but it's all the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Last one we'll read here. Dustin in Utan says, my bro and I got a foosball table 1 year, even had the built-in ashtrays in it.
Oh, those ashtrays were the best. I remember the ashtrays. I remember the cool players like at the youth center, like that, they'd set their cigarettes down.
Yeah.
They'd set their cigarettes down.
They're 13.
They're 13. Yeah, they're up there smoking. Yeah. Like that, and then boom, Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they were good at it.
They were good. It was like watching, Jake, when you watch the elite, like the 13, 14-year-olds that were smoking and playing foosball, you stood back like you were like at the craps table, but you wanted to watch what was going on, but you didn't like lean in because it's like you just stood back like, hey, I don't belong up there.
Now we're back to parallel.
Yeah, now we're back to parallel.
Now we're back. Someone says, I like getting the slinky.
The slinky was solid.
Down the steps.
I mean,
simple, but you
not
know,
as a main gift. Not as a main
not
gift.
That was a
sidebar gift.
Stocking stuffer.
Yeah, sidebar gift.
Sidebar gift.
Pretty
yes.
fun. So they always got all messed up, though. Remember that?
Once there was a little bit of a tweak, just throw it away.
Right.
Remember how you tried to bend it back? You tried to fix it. Couldn't do it.
No.
It's always like, are you kidding me? And you'd see a slinky someplace else, and they'd go, it's jacked up.
Yep.
It's got a deal in it. It's got a little twinge to it.
Yeah, you're right.
Once you saw it, you're like, well, I don't want anything to do with it.
No, if it was just idle sitting there, you could see the problem. Wow, slinky. They went away.
I had a slinky.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And it got messed up. I did have to throw it away.
Would you say like 80% of the youth had a slinky?
I would think of our ages like that. I would say of our ages.
More
probably than 90% at some point in time a slinky crossed
And usually had a couple.
Yeah, you had a couple of them.
What percentage had a yo-yo?
A lot.
Same amount.
My mom used to get us yo-yos all the time.
Yeah. Walk the dog.
Yeah, walk the dog. Is it hard to do that?
Yeah.
It's hard to do the yo-yo thing.
It is.
It was. I liked them, though. The multicolored ones that lit.
Oh, remember that?
Yeah.
They lit.
Whip. Boom.
Yeah. Yep.
For a while, that was. And I remember walking around. Just had them all. I had an orange one. Mm-hmm. And you just had it all the time. Just like that. Just walking around like that. Just doing the yo-yo.
Hard to do, though. I mean, it's not easy to do.
Bill, what was the headline one more time, please? Very
popular
today.
We want a lift. Name your gift.
God, we could do that.
This could have been an all-dayer.
Yeah.
People can still respond after the break.
What did you like? I mean, the dog's hard to beat.
Well, I feel kind of bad, too, because I had another dog, too, which was named Kringle for Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
So we got him on Christmas. But Kringle was a runner. I mean, like it was amazing. If the door would get a 16th of an inch open, and you were, and it was gone and just like out and gone, and then may not come back for days. I mean, it'd be a long time. We'd be driving around looking for
Kringle,
and a lot of times Kringle come back just ravished, just leaves all over, beat up, collar. Like what happened there? Just
then one time he never came back.
All of a sudden, one time me and Dad drove around for a long time. And he's kind of looks at me and goes, "I don't think Kringle's coming back."
Oh,
I don't think
God.
So we have Kringle. The Kringle was some good.
A runner.
Was a runner, and Kringle was beloved, though.
Hey, hold on. Hoss's dog. Hoss had a little dog. I don't know what the hell kind of dog this was. Super fast, little gray, tough dog. And his big thing was to bite tires on moving vehicles.
Goes, oh, I've seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would go after moving vehicles and bite the tires. God, it was bizarre.
When you go by a farmhouse or someplace, and the giant dogs come out chasing your car, and they run full speed up to you and run right beside you.
It happened this past weekend.
And you just go, these dogs are so talented.
Yes.
And then they just stop like, see you later, buddy.
Yep.
We got you out of here.
Yeah, Hoss would tell you, I don't know how his dog didn't get run over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrified if a bullet goes out the street. This dog used to just live in the street.
So you don't think Hoss was ever invited down to the basement when you guys were playing house?
Easy bake up in the Barbie house.
Me and Mike Reisers.
I mean, Mike Reisers right now is going like, why is my name attached to this?
Why did you this Christmas Reiser? Eve?
I think it was Jill Reiser's setup. Jill's his sister. She was like Miss Nebraska, by the way. Hello.
I mean, hello.
Hello. We'll be back with more early break in the
Hello.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.